Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. On August the 5th, 2015, Facebook introduced live video to its platform. Initially, live video was only available to celebrities with a verified page. Among some of the celebrities were Ricky Gervais, Dwayne Johnson, known as The Rock, and celebrity commentator Perez Hilton. They were all given early access to this new feature within Facebook that gave them the ability to broadcast live video to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, of followers. Months later, Facebook opened up live video to all its users, and it gave all of us, as brands and individuals, the ability to simply pick up our device and broadcast to the world in real time from within Facebook. Since the launch of Facebook Live to all brand pages, real estate agents have been using it in a number of creative ways. One of the most popular has been broadcasting live auctions. Domain.com.au were one of the first to try this out by choosing locations around Australia and having a reporter broadcast an auction live to Domain's Facebook audience. Suddenly, we all had the ability to sit in our lounge room and watch an auction take place in real time from the other side of the country, something unheard of only a few years ago. As agents and agencies around Australia started to realise they too had the ability to broadcast live video from their Facebook page, they started to try it out for themselves. And today, we're seeing Facebook Live being used for many other purposes in real estate, such as exclusive open for inspections, or Q&A style videos, whereby someone can ask an agent in real time a particular question they have about real estate. We've even seen a property manager start a Facebook group for a particular property they manage and share that group with only the landlord of the property to broadcast their routine inspections live to the landlord, where the landlord can interact and ask questions live while the property manager is conducting the inspection. The list goes on, and the possibilities with Facebook Live video are endless. But here's the thing. The agents who are out there right now testing what works are the ones who are winning the game of attention on social media. In March 2016, Facebook publicly stated that they are prioritizing live video over other content types, including photos and text, because of the amount of engagement they have generated with Facebook Live to date. Not only do your Facebook Live videos get shown organically to more of your followers, but your followers will also get a notification when you start a broadcast, something that doesn't happen with any other type of content on Facebook. What this means is that agents who are using Facebook Live are reaching a lot more people at a much lower cost than other agents who are just posting photos and text. Recording a live video on Facebook is as simple as logging into your page on your smartphone or tablet, tapping the button that says Live, giving your video a title and summary, and tap Go. Facebook have announced that you'll soon have the ability to pre-schedule your live videos and send a link to your followers or email subscribers so they know exactly when to tune in. Facebook have put a flag firmly in the sand to become the number one video platform on the web, so we will likely see many more features added to Facebook Live that help us as brands to reach our audience. But if you're sitting back, waiting to see what happens with live video, before you jump in yourself, you might be too late by the time you do. You see, when Facebook or any other digital platform for that matter launches a new feature or service, they get as many people using that feature or service as possible by rewarding them with reach at a relatively low or no cost. But at some point in time, when that new feature or service reaches critical mass, Facebook will monetize that new feature or service by asking us all to pay up if we want to continue reaching our followers. When Facebook gave brands the ability to have a presence on its platform, with brand pages back in 2010, it was relatively easy to reach your followers. But over time, as more brands started using Facebook for business purposes, Facebook began limiting organic reach, and it suddenly became pay to play. If you didn't already know, Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion in 2012, and the same thing is now happening to brands on that platform. And mark my words, the same thing will eventually happen to Facebook Live. If you listen to this podcast, You know how much we talk about the importance of using your website as the centerpiece of all of your digital marketing efforts, because it is the only platform that you own. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be using tools such as Facebook Live Video to amplify our best content and, at every chance possible, turn our social media followers into website visitors and ultimately email subscribers or leads for our business. Agents who are using Facebook Live right now are winning the game of attention on social media at a relatively low cost. If it makes sense for your business, Facebook Live is a powerful tool to reach many of your followers well over and above other types of content, such as photos or text. But remember, Facebook will turn on the money tap eventually. The engagement that Facebook Live users are getting right now will not last forever. So please, ride the crest of the golden wave while you can. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.